It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. The one thing that I can say during this time is that at least I know where you are.
That's correct, Jill. How are you? I hope that you are holding on the way we are all trying to. And I wanted from Zurich to speak about some European Union issue directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic. But I wanted to show some other aspect as the one we talked about last week. And it's the fact that certain people that are quite dangerous, like the leader of Hungary, are definitely taking advantage of the situation. And this is something very serious, because no matter what is happening today and the huge token on everybody, there will be an after, and one has to be sure then this after doesn't turn out to be a nightmare more than it already will be, probably. Viktor Orban in Hungary has always had a wish for power. A lot of power. And what he managed to do these past few days in his country is to get basically a blank check. He will have full freedom to take decisions, to do what he thinks is the right thing to do to fight the virus, without asking the parliament, without asking the opposition, without asking anything. He literally took power. This is something highly unusual. It is also something that many other countries in Europe reacted to, because in a way, if a country is in difficulties, and to be honest, we all are in difficulties, there are still some rules to follow, and there is still a democracy standing. And the route that Viktor Orban in Hungary is taken is basically the one of one-man power that will decide on everything, with the excuse of fighting the virus. This is something where also many politicians reacted personally, like Matteo Renzi in Italy, who literally said that such decisions and abuse of power will have to be discussed afterwards. And countries that don't fit in the European Union anymore will have to face consequences. And I think this is an extremely important moment in history. It's a moment where one expects, of course, a lot of solidarity, a lot of basically trying to work together to fight this common enemy. And nobody really wants people to just, you know, go their own way on a own agenda. So this is definitely going to be a problem that will stay, because this kind of power is not really limited in time. And what, you know, will matter will be to see if after the crisis is under control, or more or less under control, if he is going to basically give that power back or keep it for himself. That would be one of the problems that Europe will be facing, as I also wanted to give a second aspect to the problematic of the European Union at the moment. It's the fact that there is, again, a huge divide between the northern countries and the southern countries. Because in the south, in Spain, in Italy, and even in France, that is not really in the south, but I mean, compared to the Scandinavian countries, even France is considered in the south. There is this wish for what are called the Eurobonds. And to make it really simple, it would mean that the countries in Europe will basically take all together on them the debts of everybody. And this is something that was already a topic, if you remember, Jill, when Greece was in that tremendous crisis. And it was a wish that was not fulfilled because countries like Germany or the Netherlands that are very keen on saving money did not want to basically share on a European level the debts of all the countries, because also a little bit based on the idea that countries in the south are more lazy, that they don't work as much, that they spend too much money. A little bit of prejudice there for sure. Surely also a lot of differences on a cultural level. But altogether, a truly difference between different thinking and different countries. That will eventually also have consequences. We will have to see, because if northern countries don't help in a very efficient way countries that are in difficulties right now, like Italy or Spain, that are really, really badly hit with this virus, this might leave later on in the population the desire of separating. And as we know, after the Brexit, the English people were not the only one who were sometimes a little bit upset with the way that the European Union deals with things. And I would go that far and say that if there is not a very efficient help for the countries in need right now, this might leave some extremely deep scars in what is today still called a union, but we really don't know for how long.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure, and stay safe, stay home.